Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We've got a wonderful guest with us, Dr. Tom Mather, M-A-T-H-E-R. He's also known as the Tick Guy. He is the Tick Encounter Resource Center's director and researches tick ecology, which is how to control ticks, where they are. He was out getting 250 of them today to study. Don't do it at home. If you want to find out more, go to www.tickencounter.org. When we went away, we were asking this. We've got a number of questions that are all about the same, is why haven't they come to Iowa? Why haven't they come to Ohio? And one of the things you said off the air, if you will, which was discouraging for me to hear, is give them time.
Yeah, I think that the way these ticks really move around sort of in mass transit mode is on birds. And so they can move along flyways quicker. So, for instance, that's why they went straight up the Hudson River Valley and are now, you know, moving into more and more places along the Great Lakes. And then they follow, you know, birds follow riverways as they migrate, and I think that they drop ticks off as they're going.
Wow.
And the tick just finds the deer, and so you've got to have deer as the natural host. But one of the things I learned from your website was something strange. I didn't know that you're unlikely to find them in the middle of the lawn. They're more likely to be in wood piles and, if you will, dark shaded areas in, if you will, forests or tree gatherings.
Right. So it's all about for these ticks, it's all about maintaining their internal body moisture. And if they're exposed, where the humidity in their close environment is too low, they sort of leak their internal body moisture out and they can't replenish it. So they really have to position themselves in humid areas. And that humidity threshold we've actually determined is 82% for they can withstand sub 82% humidity for 8 hours, but if it goes on much longer than that, they just start to die. So that's one reason that if they come in on your pets in your house, they will not survive very long because the humidity is much lower than that.
So we keep, obviously, you keep your home humidity, whatever it is, 40 or 50%.
Correct.
So they don't survive that for very long. Now, they somehow go to a wood pile, and one of the tricks you said was to, in fact, if you want to play in your lawn, is to put a kind of a wood pile on the side of your lawn between your lawn and trees.
That's a wood chip border is what we were talking about there. So, you know, in the World Series is going on now, sorry, the Cleveland Indians didn't make it, but you know, there's a warning track between the outfield and the wall, and that's what this wood border does. The humidity actually, if it's shady, would probably stay high enough for these ticks in that border, but it reminds you that generally the open lawn is your safe area, and if you cross that wood chip border next to the edge of your if there's any wooded area next to the edge of your lawn, then you're moving from safe to more dangerous, tick dangerous areas.
So it also
provides a nice target for if you're using insecticides to kill ticks. You can start right at that border and into the woods. That's where the ticks are.
So again, someone asked us, what's the name of the safety clothing? And it's insectshield.com. Is that right?
Yep.
insectshield.com, and the overall website is tickencounter.org. We should ask at least one more question, and that is, someone said that he had heard on a radio station an easy mnemonic, an easy memory phrase, what you should do to protect yourself from tick infections, and it was something like protect ticks or something, or ticks.
Well, so we years ago we had a TICK Think Tick Take Action as a tool. So everyone should have a pointy tweezer for safe tick removal. That's the T. Everyone should do a daily tick check. That's inspect for I. C is all about that clothing repellent. That's the most effective way to repel ticks, is to have repellent in your clothes. And K for in tick was to just kill the critters with safe pesticides around your yard, because for black-legged ticks and Lyme disease, most cases of Lyme disease come from around the household, the yard infested with ticks.
Is there a way of immunizing pets or deer against the ticks?
That's a good question. There is a vaccine against Lyme disease for dogs, but not for people. They did have one for people, but it was removed from the market back in about 2002 or 3. But the one for dogs is fairly effective. For deer, there are strategies that have been worked on. We've worked on it under a few different grants, that you can treat the deer, you can attract them into there's a device that you can attract them into feed, and then they treat themselves with insecticide at certain times of the year when the adult ticks are feeding on them. That's the reproductive stage. You can actually target your treatment so that you can kill those that would be reproducing on the deer. So it was found to be pretty effective, but it's also a little bit labor-intensive and kind of expensive to use under widespread. Maybe it would be good for camps or towns where it's heavily infested or something, but there has been some interest in that in some communities.
One last question. Someone got Lyme disease and said they had to have a pacemaker. Is that possible to get inflammation of the heart or a pacemaker relating to that?
It's an electrical conductivity issue. The infection can affect electrical conductivity in the heart nerves, and perfectly healthy, even young, not people with heart disease or anything, can end up with significant arrhythmias, and they get a pacemaker, and what they might have done is just go on therapy for Lyme disease and everything would have resolved as well.
And we're going to quickly go and thank Dr. Thomas Mather, www.tickencounter.org. And now the Real Age Tip of the Week. And this is a quick one, our new UDocs newsflash. If you don't get a certain amount of protein each day, especially in the morning, your appetite shifts into snack attack mode. Not only do you overeat, but you eat high-calorie, high-fat, high-sugar snacks. Hunger and cravings are your enemy. Feeling full and content, your allies. So morning protein and fiber, they're your secret weapons. The trick, get about a gram of protein for every kilogram of weight, or divide your weight in pounds by 2, and that's the amount of protein you need a day. This is UDocs. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of 2. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to greatstartgtl.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at greatstartgtl.com. That's greatstartgtl.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to greatstartgtl.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.